Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This is Grave Confessions from the Grave Talks. Daily, raw, real, and disturbing accounts of the living, interacting with the dead. To share your grave confession, experience with the paranormal, supernatural, or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813. Now, today's Grave Confession.
I just wanted to call in and tell you about an experience of mine. I've been listening for probably about a month now, trying to catch up. But my story takes place about when I was around 15 years old. And it was me, my brother, my sister, and my stepbrother at the time. And my mom and her husband were offered the opportunity to take care of a property and turn it into a bed and breakfast up in the mountains. So a very ideal looking place. Place set up perfectly for it. The area was beautiful. And just to kind of give you an idea of the layout of this place, if you walked in and you turned to the right, there was this little area with a fireplace and then a chapel behind that. And then right in front of you was the kitchen. And then to the left was a study area that led into the bedroom. And all the bedrooms were lined up, one right after another. If you sit at the doorway and all the doors were open, you could look down the hallway and see each day. So my parents had this opportunity given to them by a friend whose relative owned this place. And so our job was to help them get it ready during that summer. And I had not been there as long as my brother and my sister had, so they'll probably have more stories than I could ever tell you. But this place was just very creepy. From the outside looking in, it was very nice. It was very ideal for a bed and breakfast. But once you got inside, you could just really tell that there was something that just was not nice. It was not a nice presence. The background and history of some of this stuff was just very creepy. The relative that had owned this place beforehand was an older woman who was just not, she was not a nice person. From what I had gathered, she had several dogs that were just in very poor health that would drag themselves along the corners of the house, leaving trails of fur. We had to clean lots and lots of fur up off the corners of the walls because they would just rub themselves up against it, not really sure what was wrong with them. But once they passed away, she would have them buried at the back. And being in the mountains, there were a lot of wild animals, and particularly bears would come, and they would dig up these bodies, which disturbed these graves, which just added to the environment and the feeling that you got from the house. So my brother and my sister and I were just kind of being kids, walking around, looking at this property. It was the first time I had been there, kind of helping around. And if you walked into the chapel area, you just got this really, really creepy just vibe. And we were really into, like, the paranormal and just very interested in that type of stuff from a young age. So for us, it was just an interesting place to be and explore. And this property just sat really abandoned. I'm not sure what happened to the lady, but if you walked into the chapel, you could see there was dust everywhere. The pews were all dirty, but everything just looked very, very old. And it was just a very creepy sense that you got when you walked into this area. And I never really wanted to go back into that area once I had been there. So I tried to avoid the chapel as much as possible. There were a couple of different buildings that were around this house where it just seemed like as stuff collected within the house, everything just got piled into these older buildings. And then these buildings just ended up decaying and everything got destroyed. And so we would have to go through these buildings and see what we could find that was salvageable. There was a lot of old things, just very old cars, just very old material. So I'm sure there was a lot of just items that had some energy left along with them. In addition to this, the presence of this older lady being in this house and these dogs whose brains had been disturbed. So the first night that I'm sleeping, I am told that I could sleep in one of the rooms that was to be turned into a bed and breakfast. And so I got to sleep in the room that was closest to the house. There were three of them. And as I said, you could look down the hall into each one of the rooms if each one of the doors was open. And each one of the rooms had a window that would peer out to the backyard. And the backyard wasn't very lit. Like I said, this was a mountain, so there wasn't a whole lot of lighting that would light up the backyard. So I stay in this room. And I've always kind of felt as though that I could sense things, not that I am sensitive, but just that I can sense whenever something is around, a little more than somebody else could. So I'm in this room, and not sure if it was just the power of persuasion that got me just really creeped out, or if it was just my imagination. I've experienced sleep paralysis times before, and it always freaks me out every single time that I do. But this is probably the second time that I could remember it from a younger age. And I'm sleeping in this room. It's pitch black. As you can imagine, being a teenager, this is a paranormal. You kind of just build yourself up thinking of all the creepy stuff that could happen. And I'm sleeping in this bed, and the bed is facing the door that leads to the other rooms. In all of these rooms, the doors are open because we have painted them all. We wanted all of the rooms to be able to air out. And my room was the last one that was going to be painted that I was sleeping in. So all these doors are open and I'm sleeping in pitch black. My brother and sister and my mom and her husband are all sleeping in the main house because they had been sleeping there for the whole summer. And I'm either in the middle of falling asleep, I've already been asleep, I'm not quite sure exactly what it was, but all of a sudden, I can feel that sleep paralysis take hold. And every time that I felt the sleep paralysis take hold, something always takes over me in the sense that I am absolutely fearful. I feel like something is in the room with me. I feel as though something is happening, and this happens almost every single time that I have sleep paralysis, and I've only had it a few times. But every single time has been this absolute, just overwhelming sense of fear. Not because I can't move, but because of how dark the room gets when I am in this state. So the room is already pretty dark, and I get this feeling I'm laying in bed and I can't move. And the light is shining through, it's the moon, it's coming through the window, and it's shining onto the bed, and I am able to clearly, but everything else is just pitch black. And I get this overwhelming fear that someone is in the room with me. And this fear lingers, and then it goes away. and I go back to sleep. And since then, I didn't want to go back to the house. I didn't want to stay there for very long. Like I said, I avoided the chapel as much as possible. And it just seemed like everywhere that you went in this house, when it was dark, was just this overwhelming sense of just fear that something was watching you, something was following you, something was there. After a while, we ended up not being there. It ended up being a situation where it didn't work out. I don't know if there was a problem with the construction of this place or what was going on, but a lot of really bad things ended up happening after that. There were a lot of personal issues that took place. There were a lot of issues that happened within my family. There were a lot of issues that happened with the relative that was trying to get the bed and breakfast going. And I'm not sure if it was just the place itself or it was just during that time period that there were a lot of negative things that were going on in people's lives, but I do attribute a lot of negative just behavior and attitudes that blossomed from that experience being attributed to the house, because we've got pets that have been disturbed that haven't been taken care of very well during their life, and then after their death, they're not taken care of well. And then this woman that just absolutely was mean. I mean, I can't get the full story about what was wrong with her, but she was just not a very nice person. And you could just really feel that. And I think just being there, changing things around, adding paint to the walls, moving things about, whatever energy was there just didn't like us being there. There were a lot of times when we would hear things and we couldn't explain it. There were times when I would think that I saw something out in the backyard and then it wasn't there. I had a lot of just negative dreams about this place, about my family, and just out-of-body experiences that took place. And just overall, it was just a very negative feeling. So once we were able to get away from it, and a lot of people kind of went through their phases and went through everything that went on in their own personal lives, I think that that really helped to get further and further away from this place and this location. And it was a good thing that it was so far away up in the mountains. It wasn't somewhere that we would just pass on a regular basis where we could be reintroduced to that negative energy. I'm sorry my story kind of rambled on, but I just kind of wanted to get it all out there and just give you guys a just taste of what I had experienced. I'll try to see if I can get my siblings to give me some more information about their experiences and try to pass that along to you guys. But I love your show. Really excited to have found you guys. Hoping to become an EVP soon. But just wanted to share my story, so thank you for listening. Bye.
This has been a Grave Confession from the Grave Talks. To share your grave confession experience with the paranormal or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. 5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you, and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.